What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Motivation with G-Chef Show. I'm your host, G-Chef. Hopefully, everybody's having an absolutely fantastic, amazing, and just blessed, restful day and week so far, like always. Let me get right into it. Release. Release the pain and unleash the beast. Release the pain, unleash the beast. What does that mean exactly? You know, when we think of pain as something hurtful and something that's really causing real mental anguish, and anguish is defined as severe mental or physical pain or suffering. And to feel that, you know, you've been in a situation or you've been through some stuff or you encountered something that's holding you back or something that you keep thinking about over and over again, you have to release the pain of it and let it be where it is once you move away from it. It's sort of like when you're standing in the place, you're standing in one spot, and then you move to another location, like 5 paces, leave that pain 10 to 20 paces back. You know, that's the thing that's hindering you from going forward, or something or someone did you harm, or holding mental real estate in your mind. Release that pain. Release the pain and unleash the beast. You know, when something's on a leash, it's controlled. It's controlled. And when it's off the leash, it's a whole beast. It's a monster. You know, you have to be relentless. If you want to get past the pain, you got to be in a mind frame that I'm not stopping until I get this thing done. It's no more suffering. It's no more pain, physically, mentally, emotionally. It's time to get off the leash. It's time to be relentless. And once you're off that leash, it's no more getting back on the leash. Once you're off of it, it's a free mind, free will to do what it is that you were designed and put here to do on this earth. On and off is a mindset. You on your game. You on your game. You off your game, but you can always get back on it, though. You can always get back on your game as long as you want to. If it's an opportunity or if it's something that you want to do in life, fear is another form of pain that you got to get over. You got to let it go. You got to stop being fearful and being faithful to the things that you want to do. You got to have faith in the things that's designed for you. Everything is not an opportunity for you, but you have to look at it, analyze it. And if it is for you, take the opportunity, because we only get only a few major opportunities in life that can catapult us to the next level. We just gonna sit there and I don't know. What if it's not what I think it's gonna be? What if it is? And what if it's not what you think it is? You still have another opportunity to make it your own. Don't be scared to take an opportunity. Take a leap of faith. You don't even have to take a step of faith. You know, a leap might sound too drastic, like you up on a cliff and you taking a leap of faith, but take several steps of faith and walk in it. If you believe that you can do something and somebody tell you you can't do it, who's more right, you or the other person? And it's your idea and it's your opportunity. And you tell somebody else about the opportunity and they tell you not to do it, because they're fearful of you being ahead of them. They're not hating. They just don't want to be left behind. their opportunity hasn't come yet because you can't listen to them because they're not ready to take the walk of faith. They still in the fear state. Or if they get that opportunity, where I'm going to be at, they going to be busy. They ain't going to be able to hang out with me. Hanging out for what? What are you hanging out for? You celebrating something? You celebrating somebody? You doing business? It's always a reason for something. Or I'm in the house working on my craft, perfecting it, making it better each and every day. You're working 9 to 5 to work your 9 to 5. But after 5 o'clock or whenever you get off, it's go time. It's your time. You know, make it happen. Release the pain and unleash the beast. I ain't say be unhinged. That's crazy. I said unleash. It's totally different. And nobody wants that. Unhinged is defined as mentally unbalanced and deranged. No. But, you know, be about your business. You know, make it happen each and every day and make it do what it do. And like I always say, take advantage of the time that you're given, because the time that you're given is your time. I'm G-Chef, and I'm going to see y'all in the next one. You have a great one.